Lifelong Bryanite, but back in the World War II years, she served her country as an engineering test pilot, a proud member of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots.
And like all women in military in World War II, we were primarily there to relieve men so they could go and fight. The program I went into was a training program. We went in as civil service employees of the government, but were promised military. Well, most of us, that wasn't terribly important. We just wanted to fly and wanted to serve our country.
Now, Catherine Chatham says that legitimizing themselves as pilots was an ongoing battle back in the 40s.
Back then, they didn't think we were strong enough or able to fly an airplane. And so we proved that pretty thoroughly, that we could keep up with the boys. Of course, we tried harder, I think, than the men did, just so we could be able to prove that. I think our record might be better than men.
In the 1970s, these members of WASP started reading about how it was the modern-day female pilots who were the first ladies of military aviation. They said, hey, hold on a second.
Didn't set too well with most of us, so some of the more active-type ladies lobbied the Congress, and so we were accepted as veterans in 1977, which was a long time to wait to be recognized.
Catherine and Roland Chatham were high school classmates back at Stephen F. Austin. Later they started dating, and after about a 35-year courtship, they were married in 1977. Roland was a war cinematographer. If you've ever seen the World War II newsreel footage, then you've probably seen some of his work.
He wanted to be a cinematographer and went to school in Los Angeles, although he was a native Bryanite too. But he went into the service as a tech sergeant, as a motion picture cameraman.
Roland Chatham shot most of his combat footage in North Africa and later shot the VE Day celebration.
The happiest thing that ever happened to him, his eyes would just kind of roll back in his head when he would talk about the liberation of Paris. He claims to be in the first Jeep that went into Paris. They just, male and female, came out and hugged and kissed him and brought him whatever they had, food, wine, whatever, champagne.
Roland Chatham died in 1987, but he and Catherine shared a lifetime together and a lot of it in the air.
One time flew down to Galveston, landed on the beach, illegal, took a swim, came back home. It was wonderful. Good time.
Catherine Chatham, veteran, World War II. I'm Tom Turbeville for Meese and Kahn Attorneys at Law. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.